We were talking yesterday, if you listen to the Big Request Show, about this idea of Waitrose offering yoga in their supermarket. Well, I wanted to get a bit more reaction on this, so we're joined on the line by Claire Weatherly. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Is it a busy morning for you?
Yes, it is a busy morning for me, actually, and I'm just about to go and teach a yoga class in about 10 minutes' time.
Oh, there you go. Perfect timing then. So tell me, first of all, about your yoga business.
I'm a senior yoga teacher. I train yoga teachers as well. I've been doing yoga for about 20-odd years, though, now. Not just a leaver, but I have. self-practice. And I teach numerous classes in the week. I teach one-to-ones. And yes, it helps people on all levels. It helps people in recovery from an injury. I know you're in the hospital, aren't you, at the moment?
Yes.
You're on radio waves.
We are on radio waves, yep.
It's very calming and gentle and a really nice way to get yourself back into shape and feeling good in a very gentle, practical, self-caring way, actually. So we do that on a one-to-one basis and classes and things like that.
And how did you first get into it? Is this something you've always done? Maybe you got into yoga as a child and sort of taken it into your own business? Is that how it works?
Yes, exactly. So working corporately and being very stressed and very busy and not really having any time for myself. So someone suggested that I take a yoga class, which is what I did, and fell in love with it straight away for the calming effect and getting some kind of life balance. And just taking some time out, really, and have some quiet time and some alone time, which is good sometimes.
I think that is.
And I've done it ever since.
Absolutely, I think that is very important. Just to have a bit of quiet time, because you know life is so hectic. We live in this sort of 24-hour society, and it's all go go go. It's nice to sort of have time to collect our own thoughts and just relax, isn't it?
Indeed, it is. Yes, it's really really important, because sometimes I don't think until we actually stop, we realise just how busy we've been. And if we're not careful, then that can make us poorly and ill. So if we can take heed of that, definitely before, we can try and keep ourselves as well as possible.
Absolutely. Brilliant. So all sorts of benefits from yoga. And, you know, it's keeping you busy as well, teaching yoga. And I know you teach in your business is based in the Woking area. So how many classes do you teach?
I teach up to about 10 classes a week, and I teach one-to-ones, and I'm a massage therapist as well, so they go hand in hand very nicely. And yeah, so that keeps me busy.
So there's no end to your talents, is there, really, to be honest?
I know.
So let's just talk about this. This is something I picked up on. This is Waitrose and the selection of their stores. They're offering yoga, actually, within the supermarket environment. I know you've been reading about that.
I saw that article, actually, but I wasn't quite sure, John, whether they were going to be doing it in the aisles or whether they've got a separate room. I'm kind of thinking, though, I think they all have, like, a community team room or something.
Yes.
I don't think we'll be doing it in the aisles. I wonder what we should do.
Can you imagine on a Saturday morning, probably down to Waitrose to go and get some milk and P.O. Can you just move your legs a minute? I just need to get to the shelf.
Yeah, we'll just put a few yoga mats down. We'll do a few stretches. We'll do a bit of breathing. We'll do some meditation. It might, like, good people might need that.
Yes.
I think we could separate off a few aisles for that each week.
I think it's definitely a good thing, because obviously, you know, the supermarket can be such a stressful environment as well. So
especially at the weekend.
Absolutely. So it's been trialled in a number of stores around the country, not actually any around here, but it's something I suppose they'll look at. And if it if it's a success, they'll take it further. And
yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. I wasn't quite sure. Did you find out? Is it for shoppers, or is it for staff predominantly, or is it a mixture?
I think it is actually for the customers. So I think you book. I think the way it works is you book the sessions online, £7 per session, or you can book in bulk, and then via the Waitrose website, and then you go along to the session. So I think it's going to be, as you say, sort of out the back somewhere, not actually in the actual supermarket, because health and safety. And interesting, they're also, you mentioned about nutrition and everything. They're also trying out personal nutrition service in some of their shops as well, offering dietary advice specific to individual needs. So I think you know the supermarket is quite a good place to learn about nutrition, and they're good.
I think it is, Yeah. Because then if you have people educating you about nutrition, I'm an exercise and sports nutritionist as well, as you know. And so when I'm with clients on my programs, I do actually, for quite a few of my clients, it's the yoga, the massage, and also healthy food plans as well. Mm-hmm. It's just not just about, I can offer them recipes and plans that they can cook themselves. And I also provide a service where I cook the meals for them as well, and they collect them, and all they have to do is pop them in the oven and heat them up, and they've got, they're full of nutrition, and they've got no additives, no preservatives, so they're like home cooked.
Yeah, a healthy version of a ready meal then, in essence.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think, like you say, in the supermarkets, where people, you've got people's, you've captured them and you've captured their imagination, and they can actually go and get those ingredients there and then. And there might be ingredients and flavours that they're not used to using. Mm-hmm. And we can tell them about that, and then they can go and get it straight away, and then they can take home the recipe, and they can start cooking it, really.
That's fantastic. I mean, there's so many times, you know, I walk into a supermarket and you'll see some weird vegetable and they'll put a sign up saying, this is whatever it is. And you'd be like, I'm not going to buy this because I don't know what it is and what you're going to do with it, and it's just going to go off. So
yes, exactly. Yes.
One-to-one advice from the supermarket, that would be a good thing.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that supermarkets are helping people to look after their overall well-being. And it's been so different for so long. It's just been about, you know, selling items, and not worrying about what they actually do to people's health and well-being. And now they're getting educated and they're passing it on, which I think that can only be a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's really scary, though, when you saw, I mean, another piece of research, if you've seen today, figures suggesting that people are underestimating how many calories they're consuming. You know, that people were asked how many calories, and in some cases, I think the average was sort of people actually consuming double the amount of calories that they actually think they are, because there was sort of confusion over labels and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, it is really, it's not compulsory to have the traffic light system on products that you buy in the stores. A lot of them do it, but it's not compulsory. So I kind of go by the assumption that if it hasn't got a label on it, it's really, really bad. Don't even go near it, because they're not wanting to be honest about what's in it. So get the ones with the traffic light system. It'll tell you how much protein, carbohydrates, saturated fat, how many calories, how much sugar, how much salt. And even on the products and the food that I make for my clients, I have software and I provide them with all that information as well. People are busy and they don't always have time to cook for themselves. So they need to go and purchase something that's already cooked. But again, they need to be informed about what is in that. And you're talking about people consuming calories and not knowing. Well, the coffee shops are some of the worst, actually.
I was going to say, there's so many hidden calories in that.
By the time you've had like a caramel macchiato and you've had a muffin or something, I mean, some of the muffins are nearly 500 calories.
Unbelievable.
Which for a lady on a normal diet, not on a reduced calorie intake diet, just on a normal diet should be about 2,000 calories, for men about 2,500. And you can have done 600-700 calories just with a coffee and a muffin.
Scary,
and you haven't
isn't
even
it?
Started your day.
Very scary. Well, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much, Claire. So how do we find out more about your business? Give yourself a plug.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you very much. So go on to 3P Health Coach. I'm on all of the social media, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, 3P Health Coach. And actually, there's a free app to download. Again, 3 as in number 3 and P, the letter P, Health Coach. Mm-hmm. And you can download that app and there's plenty more information. If anyone wants to contact me about anything I've been talking about today, I'd be more than happy to chat to them.
Fantastic. Well, Claire, thank you so much for being on the programme this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, John, and I'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Thank you. So that's Claire Weatherly there. That's the end of the show. Chris Hussey is with you after the news.